The buzz is growing in Philadelphia as Sunday draws near. The city of brotherly love is getting ready to cheer on the Eagles as they face the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52. But what about Patriots fans living behind enemy lines in Philadelphia? WHYY's Joe Hernandez talked to a few.
Two Sundays ago, on the same day the Eagles clinched their spot in this year's Super Bowl, so did the Patriots.
New England does it in one of the toughest years. We thought they lost a lot of guys. You lose Gronkowski, give Bill Belichick credit. This team finds a way.
Special. Patriots fan Kimberly Reed jumped on social media and found all her friends who were Eagles fans gloating about their victory.
People who don't win or who are not used to going to championships, that's how they act. So I get it. I let them have their pass. Champions, we sit back and relax because we know what's going to happen on Sunday.
The Cherry Hill resident grew up in Boston and Connecticut, but she moved to the Philly area to attend college at Westchester University and graduate school at Temple. She moved to Eagles country, but Reed never became an Eagles fan. She says her friends give her a hard time for backing the Patriots, but she gives it right back to them.
They have memes, I've got memes. They've got stats, I've got stats. They want to go back to history, I got history. They want to compare quarterbacks, we'll compare quarterbacks.
Reed is one of an unknown number of Eagles contrarians rooting against the Birds in this year's Super Bowl. Many of them may be quietly encouraging the Pats, but for others, the Eagles-Patriots showdown leaves them no place to hide.
This is just a difficult period of time that we have to kind of get through, right?
Pam Croak lives in Glenside. She's a Patriots fan. Her husband bleeds green. Croak says they've instituted a no gloating rule ahead of Sunday's game, which they'll be watching together at home.
We'll be wearing our team garb, which, you know, I have quite a few championship shirts to choose from. My husband, not so many. So, you know, that's going to go into play as well.
I think you just broke the no gloating rule.
I'm not gloating, I'm just stating a fact.
Croak has been a Patriots fan for a while, so long so that she remembers when they were a bad team, when they were the underdog. She's also a longtime booster of the Boston Red Sox.
I am very familiar with losing teams, having been a Red Sox fan. So I can sympathize greatly with Eagles fans, and part of me really thinks, oh, you know, it would be so nice for the Eagles fans to get it, but I just don't want it this year. How about next year?
Brian Reed from King of Prussia says he lives in a divided household too. Reed grew up in Massachusetts and loves the Patriots, but his wife is an Eagles fan.
My wife will not even sit in the same room with me because I'm so into it, screaming at the TV, standing up, pointing in front of the TV, anything in the world. She won't even watch the Super Bowl with me.
The husband-wife rivalry is so bad that it's even affecting the couple's plans for watching the big game this year.
Really, and all our friends every year, we usually have a pretty big Super Bowl party. Had one last year when the Patriots were in there as well. This year we're not doing it because everyone, you know, it's kind of an awkward thing.
And if the Eagles wind up parading down Broad Street, that will be a little awkward too. Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.